Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I coached at both of these places. Got fond memories of Green Bay and Philadelphia. The Eagle fans, they taught me about mental toughness. One day I was driving home after we lost to Tampa Bay. I was offensive coordinator at the Walt Whitman Bridge. And a guy said, hey, Gruden, roll your window down. Hey, Gruden. I rolled my window down. He goes, you suck. Woo! That's a tough crowd, man, Philadelphia. They got to create some turnovers and make it happen on defense to win this game. But I do like this matchup a lot, and I'm leaning with the Eagles.
Grudog, welcome back.
Hey, he's been gone for a while.
He's back now.
They tried to cancel John Gruden.
Yeah, he's back on YouTube.
They tried to cancel. Well, yeah. They got him.
Well, the NFL did cancel him.
He's coming back.
But he's back. Welcome back.
It's good to hear his voice, though, man.
Yeah, I love that story, too.
Like,
hey, Jay,
people,
roll your window down, Gruden. You suck.
But he all right. You know what I mean? He all right.
Gruden was here with you the first year?
No, he wasn't here.
Oh, he was gone the year.
Hey, Kyle, cut that out.
You're going to walk that one back? 215-592-9494. All right, that's how you hop in. Gruden picking the Eagles tonight in the game. All right, let's get back to the phones. Confident, nervous, and then we want to let you – we got to make a ruling on something because someone, it seems like, has changed sides here. He used to be on one side of an Eagles rivalry, and it sounds to me like he has flipped to the other side. We got to see if we allow this. Your phone call is coming up. Lots to discuss, and we'll get to the Love Hurts thing as we get to the game tonight. Rob in Delco is up on a game day Friday. What's up, Rob?
Joe, here. What's up, boy?
What's
hey,
up,
Rob.
Man.
Listen, let me start off real fast. My hate for Kansas City. Did you watch the game last night? Did you see when Mahomes pushed out of bounds? Did you see when Mahomes ran out of bounds?
Yes.
And the guy
and Roquan.
The
was it Roquan? Yeah. I think it was
Roquan. Yeah, Roquan.
That happened a couple times.
Now, what happened to Big Dom? Is that guy's ass going to get suspended or what? He shoved Patrick Queen or wrote out one of those guys on the sideline, just like Big Dom, you know.
Yeah, the Big Dom of Kansas City is going to be in some trouble.
No, he ain't got that kind of cachet.
Speaking of the game, Rob, before you make your point on tonight, you know what I noticed in the first drive of that game, Hugh?
What you know?
they kept calling that a legal formation on the Ravens because their tackles, specifically Stanley, was not aligned.
Yeah, and he was jumping off, like he jumped off sides.
I'm telling you, tonight, Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata better be careful. They do that all the time. They always do that. Like they're like 1 foot back of the guards to try to get the extra angle on the edge rushers. If that's a point of emphasis tonight, they're going to get called for. They need to watch that.
Juwan Taylor's like notoriously bad at that, though. Like but, Lane Johnson's made an art form out of timing the snap perfectly.
Juwan Taylor looks like somebody who just started playing tackle like a couple days ago.
It's remarkable they won the Super Bowl with him. He stinks. I mean, he's not very good at right tackle. All right, go ahead, Rob. What are you feeling?
And second of all, Joe, that guy's foot, I don't even know if it was out of bounds. They get every break. I'm sick of them, okay? No three-peat this year because you're going to find out my prediction at the end. All right, that's why I can't stay in Kansas City. Here you go with the Birds. First of all, don't let that fan switch sides or whoever it is. Screw them. We don't need them. If you're not here from the beginning, we don't want you. So that's my ruling on that guy, Joe, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever it is. I want to go up to the other side. We don't need you. We don't want you. Now, here's the game, guys. We got probably what? I was doing the numbers in my head. Roughly $500 million invested on the offense between like $200 million wide receivers, $250 million quarterback, expensive running back, expensive tackle.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. I haven't done the math on it, but you're probably really close to being spot on there. I mean, it's a lot of money on the offensive side.
Do you sure know what that tells me, Hugh? I just need this defense. Occasionally, you know, they're never going to have to feel consistently on third down, but not as bad as we were last year. Improve on what we were last year. Just be middle of the road. Because I told you guys this before. We're putting a 40.
So
we're putting a 40 burger on our ass tonight. A 40 burger. And I don't want them starting out slow. No excuses anymore. Not with all that money we got invested on that side of the ball. Joe, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear
no excuses for Rob Adelko.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is amazing, though. You're brainwashing Philadelphia one person at a time.
What do you mean?
You got everyone. You got everyone thinking defense doesn't matter around here.
Listen,
Philadelphia.
It's like, I'm telling you, like, it makes sense.
Mm.
It makes perfect sense.
According to you and
yes,
your brain.
And it does, because y'all starting to come around. Y'all just don't want to admit it.
You know what it is? And, Rob, we love you, man. We appreciate the call. Tonight, let's say the Eagles are up 27-23. It's like last night, right? The same kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
The final drive of the game. Jordan Love has the ball in his hands. Is anyone in Philadelphia going to say, defense a luxury? No, they got to make a stop.
No, they make a stop. But if you make a stop, sometimes you can make a stop by going 1-2-3 punt. Sometimes you make a stop by a pass breakup.
Oh, I agree with you. It doesn't have to be perfect. I'm just saying we can't let them in the end zone to win the game.
You know what, man? Listen, that vaunted Kansas City defense.
Don't compare that to the Eagles.
No.
Please.
They gave up 185 yards on the ground yesterday.
I know.
That vaunted defense.
But they're better than the Eagles defense.
That vaunted defense. Not when you, Joe, when you give up 185 yards on the ground, and how many in air? 273 in air?
Here, do you realize how the Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year?
Their offense sucked. No, you know how they won the Super Bowl last year? Because Patrick Mahomes made a clutch play in the fourth quarter.
Patrick Mahomes
like
played like the luxury.
But
they also held the 49ers to like, how many points? 13 for the first four quarters or whatever
clutch
it was?
Clutch plays. Like, I don't need them to be. They just need to be good for a couple plays out there. I only need about 6-7 plays. That's it.
I love how you're telling us we're coming around.
Y'all coming around? Y'all coming around. I feel it. Like, dude, you don't know. When I leave here, like, during the day knowing that I am changing the narrative one person at a time,
bro,
it makes me feel good. It makes me, like, you know what I've come.
Is this about your self-esteem?
A little bit.
Okay.
This is all feeling very personal today. This is all about you.
I've come full circle as a person who's become a football player, who's become an analyst. I feel so much better that now I consider myself in the ranks of, like, the Stephen A. Smiths and people like that, that my weight, my word carries so much weight now. That's where I'm that's the realm that I'm starting to be in, dog.
You know, well, I'll say this. When people start to come around on something you're preaching, a twinge does feel good. You remind me right now of when I remember this specifically. I used to get messages from this one listener all the time saying that all I am is a Carson Wentz hater and you're being unfair. And then one day after a game, I got a message, the same guy saying, you know, maybe you're right on this.
Don't it make you feel good?
It does make you feel better, but
you go from being an idiot.
But you're wrong on this.
You go from being an idiot to somebody in the car right now. You know what? That damn Hugh Douglas. he might be on to something.
Until tonight, when they have to make a stop late. They better make a stop, otherwise you're in big trouble.
Yeah, come Saturday morning.
You're in big trouble.
It might be a whole different conversation that I'm having. Yeah.
And by the way, we're on tomorrow as well. 8 a.m. tomorrow with Howard breaking down the game. All right, speaking of in big trouble and people yelling about things, this might cause a little, reaction here, maybe in a different part of the country. So let's just play this first, and then you probably will know whose voice this is. If you don't, we'll tell you and react to it. But, you know, this is the time of the year and time of day for some Eagles chants. Let's hear one of the strongest we've heard in a while here.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle, Eagle, Eagle!
That's what I'm talking about.
He didn't even do it right.
Well, because he's probably not used to doing it. Do you know who that was?
Oh, of course.
That was the playmaker.
Mike Irvin.
That was Michael Irvin. Has he officially switched sides of this rivalry? Is he an Eagle now? Eagle guy now?
It was surprising to hear. You know what? When I saw this, I didn't... Because of AI and all this other stuff that they have out there now, I was like, man, you got to vet a lot of this stuff now, man. I don't never want to be the first guy that sees something like that and tries to break a story, because there's so many fake news outlets and AI and stuff going on. So
AI,
I just kind of let it go.
Could be dangerous as we're in an election year. Let's just pretend for a second it was AI. Is that really that dangerous? I think it's funny.
No, but it's like people do AI with
chanting
everything.
The Eagles chant is just funny.
You know what I noticed about it upon playing it again? I think he tripped himself up. Like, the L was a little bit delayed.
Oh, let's hear it again.
Okay.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
He had to remember how to spell it real quick.
Or maybe in the middle of it, he was having second thoughts considering who he is. Like, is he really going through with this? And he went all the way through.
I think he was thinking through the spelling. We've had issues with that in the past.
I'm glad we brought this up. Do you know why? Because tonight, pregame show starts at 6. We're doing something new on the pregame show this year. I don't even know if Kyle knows about this, Hugh. Tonight, and every game starting tonight, now obviously tonight is a home game. There'll be some, I think about 10 or 15,000 tonight. But we're going to have someone from the crowd watching the pregame with us come up and do an Eagles chant at the end of the first hour of the of the show.
So we got to get Sammy.
Oh, if Sammy's at a game, he gets right or first refusal to hop up there and do an Eagles chant. I will personally invite Sammy up to the stage with us to do an Eagles chant. Do we have Sammy? I got to hear this.
Up here. All right, here we go.
Give me an Eagles chant, Sammy.
Hey, Eagles!
It's the gold standard of Eagles chants, as far as I'm concerned. So are we okay with Michael Irvin doing an Eagles chant?
You know what? He's been cracking me up lately, I got to say.
I like the playmaker, man. I tell you what, like Michael Irvin, even though he's a Dallas Cowboy, he's always been a stand-up guy. I mean, even though I hated him when he played, always been a stand-up guy, man. So, yeah.
It also shows how down bad the Cowboys are. That he's doing that.
Down bad is crazy to hear.
So I also think that he tripped himself up because he sort of like combined the Eagles chant with the Jets chant. Like at the end, he goes, Eagles, Eagles, Eagles.
Oh, yeah, he did.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle.
It was almost like a nervous tick. Like he got jammed up.
Why don't
a little
we give him some grace? He's new to this whole thing.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Like, it's his first time.
Now, by next week, he's got to have this down.
That's too.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Pete in Boyertown. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, Pete. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I think I agree with you, man. I think the push this year is going to be dead. I mean, the other teams had to have worked on it in the off season, and they're going to have their own version.
Well, that is true. I mean, the other teams will have, but they've been doing it now for a couple years, Pete, without an answer. So we'll see. I mean, I still haven't seen a team stop it. It's just a matter of how often the Eagles use it.
The Tampa Bay stopped it last year.
Yeah,
a couple
well,
times.
Once. Well, what was it?
Damn near towed a quarterback head off, didn't
it? Are you afraid to use the touch?
No, I'm not afraid to use it. See, I think like people are. I think they're not hearing what I'm saying. I think it's used too much. I want them to be a better offense. I don't want them to be in 31 for the most part.
Be explosive. Avoid
third downs.
Be
more explosive. Yeah.
Pete, what do you think about the game? You excited? Nervous? What are you feeling? Confident?
I'm nervous, man. I don't think they traveled well, and I still think they have a little concerns with issues from last year. You know, a lot of them games, they were handed to them last year, so...
Wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What games were handed to the Eagles? What team came into the vet or the Eagles went out to them, and they said, here, you know what? We're not playing today. Go ahead and take this game.
Patriots kind of handed them week one.
No, they didn't. Yeah. No, don't even try. The Patriots,
they handed them
week one.
They
almost lost the game. You said
they
here
didn't dominate one game in those first 10 games.
So,
dominating, not dominating, and handing somebody a game are two different.
A lot of mistakes on the other teams gave them the win.
Handing somebody a game and dominating the game are two different things.
He's not crazy.
What do you mean he's not crazy? Well, that's the definition of crazy.
No, that's why
who handed the Eagles a game last year?
The commander, Ron Rivera, handed the Eagles the game here in Philadelphia.
Okay, maybe that.
Well, hold on.
With the defense.
Sometimes the team that wins is the one that just makes fewer mistakes. I think we go a little bit too far with the handed them the game thing.
Come on, man.
Yeah, the team that makes fewer mistakes.
I can't believe you agree with that.
They're doing enough to win.
But that's why I was saying they weren't good last year at 10-1. They weren't as good as their record.
You threw the Patriots out there, though.
They did. They stepped out of bounds in the play. They could have kept the ball. I'm just saying this. 2 years ago, the Eagles weren't handing anything. They just smacked teams for three quarters, and then they rested their starters in the fourth quarter. Last year, they played well at times, but also they had things handed to them. 215-592-9494. More phone calls coming up. Confident or nervous for tonight? And one reason to be confident may be your faith in the quarterback. Which team has the advantage tonight? We'll discuss the next midday show.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're back. It is football season. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. Game day tonight. The Eagles and the Packers. What's the feeling when you woke up today? Confident? Nerves? Where are you at? 215-592-9494. We've got a lot to come on the show. Fransky Friday. We'll check in with Scott down in Miami. Phillies win last night over the Miami Marlins. A Q&A later. Elliot Shore Parks live from Brazil. Guess the takes, our parlay for the game later on, and of course our anthem singer. We have an official anthem singer on the midday show now. His name is Dante. He'll be live in studio to perform the national anthem with us in the 1 o'clock. He's going to perform, not with us. Like we're not singing. But no. He will, and he'll do a heck of a job. All right, before we get back to the phone lines here, we do have a really interesting Hugh quarterback matchup tonight. And it's the first time they're faced off. Now, they played against each other for a very brief period. Remember, Rodgers got hurt in the game 2 years ago here, and so Love came in. But it's the first time these two are starting against each other in the NFL. Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts, and you know they're connected, Hugh, in a couple ways now. One, they both just got paid, right? They're highly paid quarterbacks.
They got a lot of cash.
Also, they're both from that 2020 quarterback class, which I believe is going to go down as the greatest quarterback class in NFL history. I think it's going to top the 83 class because there's five legitimate starters in that class, like really good players between Burrow and Herbert and Tua and the two in this game, Love and Hurts. I mean, you could say there's two of the what? Top 15 quarterbacks or five of the top 15 quarterbacks in the whole league in one class. But now they go head to head. And Hugh Douglas, here's a question for you. Which side has the quarterback advantage tonight? Love, Hurts, Eagles, Packers?
Tonight. I would say the Packers. I mean, if I'm being honest, the Packers, because you're talking about Jordan Love, who's in an offense that he's familiar with and that, you know, took off towards the end of last year. Mm-hmm. So him.
I would agree with you. I just think the Packers offense is more, there's more continuity there. They didn't change almost anything except the running back, but I don't think that's going to, you know, change much of their passing game at all. It's just, you know, just moving out Aaron Jones and putting Josh Jacobs in. It's probably a wash, maybe a little upgrade, but probably a wash. But he's got all four of his receivers from last year, both of his tight ends. There's not much difference, and it's the same offense. I do think the Packers, quarterback-wise, have the advantage tonight. Kyle, where do you come down on Love Hurts tonight?
We have the quarterback advantage. All the reasons you guys mentioned are coaching advantages and continuity advantages. Yeah. That has nothing to do with the advantage that Jordan Love brings. Jalen Hurts is a triple-threat quarterback. He can run a lot better than Jordan Love. I mean, he is what makes our running game a lot scarier than Jordan Love can make the Packers' running game. And I get that's not a throwing thing, but like, first of all,
well, it all goes together.
Like Jordan Love, look, and I was a Jordan Love guy last year. We've gone way too far with this. Now all of a sudden we're anointing him as though he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Let's hold off on that a little bit. He had a good end of the season last year. The beginning of the season, he sucked. He sucked. Jalen Hurts had a what we call a down year last year. He still has a much longer and better body of work than Jordan Love has.
We have
the quarterback advantage.
So
in this
that's
game.
Fair. I actually compare Love a little bit to Hurts coming into 2022. Remember, Hurts played better down the stretch in 21. The Eagles made the playoffs, and then he took off and was an MVP candidate in 22. That's now the expectation for Love. He hasn't done that yet.
Right. But like, we all had questions after the 21 season with Jalen Hurts. Love sort of, like, I get he looked good as a passer, and he carved up the Dallas Cowboys, but like we all know what
it wasn't just kind of good. It was great for 8 weeks.
Well, sure, right.
I think he had 30 touchdown passes in the season.
I agree, but like we've also seen Jalen Hurts be great at quarterback. We've seen him be great on the biggest stage in the world. What do you mean?
First of all, I feel attacked. But
well, you kind of asked for it there. No,
I was enjoying this mint that I had. It was very, very tasty.
You're lying.
Very, very tasty.
With your mic on?
I forgot to turn my mic on.
I just want to point this out, though, because there's an assumption this thing with Kellen Moore is going to click from day one. I think part of it is Elliott's fault. And I love Elliott.
Yeah.
But the training camp stats and the
training camp.
Well, you know, it's painted the picture, and it's accurate, right? Jalen played well in training camp, but it's painted the picture that they're ready to hum tonight.
Yes.
I don't know if that's true. They haven't played a game yet.
And that's why, when I say what I say, that's why I give the nod to the Green Bay Packers, because you have a young quarterback that started to play well towards the end of the year, and the momentum is in his favor.
And I do think that with Jalen Hurts, it's worth noting that if you go back to his past, when he's had new coordinators, which has happened a lot
and
for him.
And he said this.
It takes him about a month. Go look at his September stats when it's a new coordinator, and then look at October, November. He just, I think he'll get it. I think Jalen Hurts will pop with Kellen Moore. I'm just not sure if it's tonight and next week or it's, you know, October 15th. I don't know. My guess is Love is probably going to play similar to last year tonight.
I'm just hearing a lot about scheme advantage and like continuity advantage and coaching advantage.
Same offense.
That kind of matters.
I understand that, but I'm trying to strip everything else off of it and just go with who is the better quarterback. I think it's Jalen Hurts. Like, if you switched scenarios and it was Jalen Hurts on the other side, I think we'd all be shaking in our boots.
But to be fair, that was not the question that was asked.
Well, yeah, it's the quarterback advantage.
Tonight.
No, he said, yeah, the quarterback advantage goes tonight to the Green Bay Packers.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
we have the better quarterback.
Well, many experts would disagree with you, Kai. Let's hear this. So Shannon Sharp recently responded to a question on who's more likely to win the MVP this season, which obviously that path starts tonight. Is it Hurts? Is it Love? Here's where Shannon came down.
I'm going to say Jordan Love. In his first full year of starting, 32 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, over 4,100 yards. He's the real deal. And if you watch him and you watch some of his mannerisms and the way he can throw the football from the pocket, the way he can throw the football on the move, the way he can change arm slots, he reminds you a lot of Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to say he's going to be as great as Aaron Rodgers was or is with the four MVPs or Super Bowl MVP, but you watch his mannerisms, and he learned a lot of what he's able to do from sitting behind Aaron Rodgers and studying him. And if you look at him, he's polished. He's as good as – he's better than I thought he would be, because I don't think anybody thought he was going to be this good out of the gate.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, Hugh, it is pretty wild that they did it. They seem to have done it again, right? They went from Favre, they drafted Rodgers, he sat, and then boom, he was good. It looks like, and he's got more approved, like Kyle said, but it looks like they may have done this again.
Yeah, you know what the funny part about that is? They've done it in a way that they've always done it, the old school way.
They sit the quarterback
and wait. Sit the quarterback and draft him high, let him sit for a couple years, to the point where the quarterback resents the starter, and they move on from
push him. The old guy
yeah,
out.
Yeah, push the old guy out and bring
Jets.
The new guy in. Yeah.
It is ironic how it's happened. All right, so Shannon went there, and then Lewis Riddick actually took this even further. The discussion was, and look, Lewis Riddick, you know, he was here, he's been in front offices, you know, and Shannon's, you know, obviously an expert too, but he's got a different eye, Lewis Riddick, because he was a front office, you know, person at one point here with the Eagles. The question was, other than Mahomes, you can pick a quarterback, who are you going with? Here's what Lewis Riddick said on that.
Outside of Patrick Mahomes, if you were telling me what quarterback would you want if you were starting a new franchise today, ooh, it would be Jordan Love. And obviously their general manager in Green Bay, Brian Gutekunst, he feels the same way. He feels the same way. That's why they're betting on the future. Mm. Contracts are supposed to represent future performance projection, as Mike Tannenbaum knows better than anybody. Well, they're projecting that this dude is going to do the kind of things that are on that scroll on the bottom right there. Win MVPs and win Super Bowls. And I wouldn't bet against it at all. And the thing about it is, all of his primary weapons, they're all young. They're all first, second, third year players. They all have that kind of college camaraderie of saying, hey, look, we're going to take the Packers to new heights. We all came in here together. We're all going to do this together. That's a powerful, powerful force. Mm. And he's the head of the snake, so to speak, man.
The quarterback he'd take over anyone besides Mahomes is Love. That might be the biggest praise I've heard for anyone to give him all offseason.
I would find that interesting. And I would also, and I'm not picking on Lewis Riddick because, you know, he's been in positions where he knows a lot more about situations like this than I do. But let's not forget, people, that this is a small sampling size, similar to the sampling size that we had with Jalen last year. And when I look at, and I pointed out to you the other day, Joe, if I'm not mistaken, Jalen has progressively gotten better every year. Jordan Love, for the most part, has one season where he just broke out, and that was toward the end of the year. Now, Kyle, to your point, when I talk about momentum and things like that, I kind of lean towards Green Bay because, like I said, even though you don't think it's a big deal, the fact that he's with the same coach and they had that momentum at the end of the year and he's a little bit more comfortable in that offense, that's a big deal, especially when you talk about Jalen basically speaking on the fact that he hasn't been in the same offense since he's been playing quarterback, and he's always had new offensive coordinators, and he talks about how much different this offense is and things like that. That kind of puts him behind the eight ball, so to speak, but I feel like his body of work speaks for itself because, like I said, Jalen has progressively gotten better every year that he's been in the NFL.
I also think we do it. Fans do it. They do it on ESPN. The new thing is always the fun thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Guys, the reality is if you're taking a quarterback other than Mahomes, it's Allen or Burrow.
It's going like, Riddick went way too far.
Yeah, now we're talking Love Hurts tonight. That's separate. But like I think Jordan Love is good
hurts,
too.
Though. Love Hurts.
Love Hurts, that's hurt. I come on, like Jordan Love has played well for a half a season. Josh Allen's done it for 5 years. Joe Burrow's been in a Super Bowl. And so is Jalen Hurts. Part of it is they are the hype team this year. Now we'll see how good they are. We'll find out tonight. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone lines here. Confident, nervous, and who has the quarterback advantage tonight? Is it the Eagles or is it the Packers? Anthony is up on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
You, Joe, Kyle, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Anthony.
I called you on the first day of the Phillies, and I'm calling you now on the first day of the Eagles. And I just want to say I'm going down to the sports book at Hard Rock down here in South Florida, and I'm going to put for the Phillies to win the World Series and the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, baby. Let's go.
Oh, that parlay. I'm going to look on my app right now to see what kind of number I get. That's a fun one, Anthony, the Philly parlay.
Yeah, man. I think I don't know, man. I got a feeling anyways. And I just want to say, yeah, I think it's going to be a little knocking the rust off at first, but dude, I'm so pumped. Friday night game in Brazil, Philly Green Bay, NFC juggernaut. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. So you feel I could sense your feel. If you're walking to go put a wager on the Super Bowl, that tells me you're confident about tonight, Anthony.
Yeah. Let's go. I got one for you guys.
Oh, there it is, Anthony.
That was big.
We appreciate that. Oh, so Oaksay, I don't know the book that he's going to, but on FanDuel, if you want to put an Eagles Super Bowl Phillies World Series parlay, that's a 78-1 combination right there.
Oh, yeah, and I just want to say shout out to all the parents tonight that will be at their child's probably first home game.
For high school football?
High school football that will be watching the Eagles game on their phone and not really paying attention. You're the real MVP.
Now, I do feel for those people because, you know.
That was sarcasm, too,
I know,
by the way.
Well, I know it was. Friday night is reserved for high school football. That's why the NFL doesn't play on Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's why the game is in Brazil. They can get away with it because it's not on U.S. soil. So that because there's a Friday night like rule with
Man,
TV.
Man, I tell you, I remember playing way back when on Friday night and like going to the McDonald's after because that was the thing to do or the Pizza Hut.
Was it the one you worked at, the McDonald's?
Yeah, the one I heard. Sharon Plew, if you're listening, still can't stand you, lady. But anyway, yeah, that was the one. But yeah, man, because I know that down where my son is, they have a high school game tonight. Mm-hmm. And I kind of wanted to go. And I was making plans to go. And then I was like, damn, I forgot. I got to work. It's like, I got to work.
Now, from where I am in Bucks County, the season, and I probably different places, the same thing. The season started a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So this is the third game. I think it would hurt worse if it's the first game. You know what I mean? Like some schools, it might be the first game. But I think for some leagues and some schools, they've already played a game or two, so maybe it doesn't hit as hard if you're halfway on the phone tonight.
I mean, it
kind
of does, though, because, you know, you still had them cats out there that wear their, like, they're in their 60s, and they still wear their high school varsity jacket.
And they go watch those games.
Yeah, and they go hard. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'll go watch the high school
game. Ain't nothing wrong with that, because I think that's cool, man, and that have those guys that have records that have stood the test of time. To go out there and be a part of that, that's a big deal.
Paul
that's
Kai,
a real big deal.
No question about it. Will in Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey,
what's up, Will.
Dang, why I get that? Say no.
Oh, no, you good. You good.
Will, what's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good, man. What I want to see from the Eagles is to activate all the weapons that they got. I want to see that tonight. I want to see all this talk about how Jalen did in practice. I want to see him produce tonight. You know what I'm saying? I want to see Saquon catch some balls in the flat. I shouldn't have said it like that. But I want to see him get some catches
flat
in the
balls.
Flat.
Catch some balls in the flat.
That's a pause right there. Yep. Go ahead, Will.
All right. I want to see him get some catches in the flat. I really want to see him activate Goddard tonight. I want Goddard to get at least six catches tonight for some big yards. I want to see him get the ball and get some, you know, afterward yardage, you know, once he catches.
Yak. They just call that yak. Get some yak.
Yards after catch.
Get some yak, baby. Get some yak tonight. You know what I'm saying? And last but not least, I know Jalen, listen, you are who you are, bro. You are at least the top three in the league. And you can be number one like you was in 2022. You know what I'm saying? All we need you to do is play smart ball tonight, man. Let's bring home a victory for Philly, baby.
Let's go, Will. Will, we appreciate it. Yeah, I'm actually shocked that Will didn't bring up the Derrick Henry touchdown last night. His guy scored on the first drive
of the
game.
He did on the
He looked real physical.
Okay, yes.
He looked real physical.
He did, but they kind of shut him down after that. He didn't do much.
A whole lot, yeah.
And they were down, so they had to throw the football. 215-592-9494. So we are hearing, and some of this may be, you know, Kyle badgering the witnesses when they call him. We're hearing a lot of confidence this morning on the phone lines, which is awesome.
I let a guy through that said they're going to lose flat out.
I know, I'm kidding. But I think it's interesting. Sometimes we bring this up, right? The difference between people that are calling us and giving us your thought on the air, and then some people who vote, let's say, on a poll, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say, I don't know, 8 out of 10 so far, 8 out of 10 callers are very confident in tonight's game. You're confident, Hugh. Kyle's confident. I have some nerves. Our Twitter poll, though, 53% confident, 47% admitting to nerves. Anonymous, you could admit to the nerves. It's a little different than saying it.
Monominous.
Yeah. Got some monominous people.
Don't be monominous now. Yeah. Don't be that.
Now you got monomina stuck in my head. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Demon is up. What's up, Demon?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, not much. Hold on to my bag down, man. I'm loading my supplies here. Let me get in here, man. I got a lot going on this morning. I was holding for a minute, and my job's like, but listen, fellas, I want to say I'm confident. I might be a little bit overconfident, if you ask me. The reason why is Jalen Hurts. What's the question again? Who got the best quarterback?
Well, who has the advantage tonight? Tonight specifically.
I think we got the advantage.
How come?
I think we always had the advantage. Let me tell you why. Same thing that I'm taking this alarm off people's house. Hold on.
Yeah, you're doing the most.
Yeah, he's multitasking here. Yeah.
Multitasking.
Hey, I got a multitask, man. But listen, the reason why Hurts is the better quarterback, again, I think he threw the ball better, to be honest with you. He had the most accuracy, not last year, but year before that. He was dropping the ball in the basket all the time. Like, even last year he was doing that on the sideline when he had opportunity to. I don't think this Jordan Love stuff is overhyped, man. Who did he play last year again, the last three teams? I think the Browns, Carolina.
He did play Carolina. He beat
the Dallas Cowboys.
He did. So his best wins last year, Demon, his best wins were they beat the Chiefs. They beat the Lions, and they beat the Cowboys. He had some good wins, but you're right. He beat the Panthers down the stretch. They had a couple of cupcakes. The Bears. Yeah, I mean, they beat some non-playoff teams down
tomato
the stretch.
Tomato cans.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then you get Dallas in the playoffs. We already know they can't go no further than the first round. We already know that. That ain't doing nothing. So, really and truly, the Jordan Love hype is really hype. Listen to me. Jalen Hurts is no hype. Y'all done seen him do what he got to do. Now we got Kellen Moore, and we got my man that they call him Quiet Willard. Is y'all crazy? Listen, the call is crazy. Y'all better get hyped. Let me give y'all one. E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagle!
Oh, there it is. Demon, we appreciate it, buddy. All right, so he's bringing up the end of the season for Jordan Love when he got hot. Hugh, I think some of that is fair, right? It's a short sample. He played really well. But I will say this about the playoff win they had over the Dallas Cowboys. Hugh, I believe the Cowboys hadn't lost a home game before that game when Green Bay went in there and won since week one of the previous season. They had won like 15 straight home games. That I don't sneeze at that. They walked in there and they beat them for 4 hours.
And you know, that wasn't the first time Green Bay went into their home and beat them again, because they had home field advantage a few years ago. The year that
with Rodgers,
the Falcons went to the Super Bowl.
2016.
Yeah. And here's the thing that I think that people are not hearing. We said who has the – not who's the better quarterback, but I think that when people hear that and they talk about who has the advantage, they automatically assume that's what we're saying. Saying who – okay, put it like this. Who has the most furniture in their home right now, and the furniture being – the coaching staff and comfortable with it? Whose bed is more broken in right now?
I feel like you're answering the question of which quarterback has the advantage of continuity and coaching.
But
that might be Jordan Love.
But that gives him an advantage to play better tonight.
Well, yeah. I don't necessarily believe that. I think the Packers might have an offensive advantage just because of what you said, Matt LaFleur and the continuity there. But I'm like, when I am asked who has the quarterback advantage, I am purely looking at which quarterback is better. I think they're the same question.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. So I'm gonna say I don't look at it like that. Yeah, but I hear you.
And the reality is this. And tonight we get to start a new season. But it is, I think, hard for people, and especially national people, that these two quarterbacks come up. One guy played poorly down the stretch. That would be our guy. One guy played well. It's tough to kind of reconcile that and say they're probably close to even and you can make your pick. The last 10 games for Jordan Love last year, including the playoffs, they went 7-3. He completed over 70% of his passes, and he was 23 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. I mean, that's a lot.
I think it's a flawed way of looking at it, though. We do this a lot. We take what happened at the very end of last year. No, well, yeah, I mean, sort of, I guess. we take the end of last season, and now all of a sudden we just assume that's how it's going to be this year. And we take so many things out of that. Like, everyone, like...
But sometimes things change, and it changed. But nothing's really changed on the Packers.
But I think we do this with both teams overall. The Packers ended strong last year. The Eagles finished terribly. So now all of a sudden the Packers are great and the Eagles suck. I just, like, we're smarter than this, guys.
No, but that's how we gauge the upcoming season. And I think that, I mean, it's on brand.
But it's also natural, too. It's the last thing you saw.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's on brand.
If you knew someone that was generally always nice, and then the last thing they said to you is, you know, you look ugly today.
And you'd be thinking, like, oh, I wonder what this cat is going to be on today.
Yeah, right. Like, you might say, all right, you know what? I'll give him some grace. They're generally a nice person. That was weird. But you can't not think about it. 215-592-9494. Coming up, Mike Lombardi was asked yesterday by the afternoon show if he thinks the Eagles are real contenders in the NFC. Well, player's response, and I got to throw the challenge flag on someone here at WIP. I saw something this morning. I couldn't believe it. We'll hit it next in your calls. Confident, nervous, where do you stand? Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we are in the most wonderful time of the year. Football season has officially started. And you know what's on my menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're the tailgate king or the gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Confident, nervous. What are you feeling tonight as we get set for game day? Pre-game show starts at 6 o'clock right here on WIP. Myself and Hugh Douglas and Ike Reese. Elliot calling in from Brazil. Elliot will join us in a little while as well as Fransky Friday at 12 o'clock. All right, before we go back to the phones here, with all this to discuss, Mike Lombardi yesterday was on with the afternoon show, and he was asked if he thinks, you know, by the end of the year, the Eagles will be one of the true elite teams in the NFC. Here's what Lombardi said.
You know, I think they're really good. I think they got a really good team. I think Bryce Huff's outstanding. I think replacing him with Hassan Reddick could have been the steal of the year. Everybody in the league knew the Eagles were going to sign Bryce Huff except Joe Douglas. And then Joe Douglas takes Howie's problem off his hands and has Hassan Reddick, which could be the dumbest holdout since Le'Veon Bell's holdout. I mean, why would you give back money? I don't understand it.
I do not understand.
It's really good. Look, I think Cam Jurgens has got a tough job. To replace Kelce in the terms of how he handled the protection. If you watch the games, Kelce would always go over to the defense coordinator, and they would have a conversation after every game because Kelce was playing chess against the defense coordinator. That was the game. He loved that, and he could get you in the right protection. All those quarterback draws, Kelce was calling at the line based on the fronts. So they're going to miss a little bit of that. It's going to take Jurgens some time to get in there, and they're going to have to play better up front. I think one of the things that you watched Philly last year, their line didn't play to the level that they were used to playing. It's going to be interesting to see if Becton can hold up at right guard.
Hugh, a lot there. That was interesting. I mean, one, the first thing that caught my attention from Mike is he's
took a shot at the Jets.
He did, but he's with your line of thinking that the Bryce Huff thing could work out really well, and that the Eagles made the right upgrade there between, you know, Reddick and Bryce Huff. He's with you.
Yeah, I think it is, man. It's just one of those things where, you know, with Bryce Huff, like I said, Joe, and I said to the end, like, he needs to figure out if he's going to have enough left in the tank for first or second down. He needs to figure that part of the game out. I like the fact that, you know, he has some wiggle coming off the line. He really, really does. And he can get after the quarterback, has some power. He's going to have to use that a lot. He's just going to have to figure out how he's going to handle first and second down.
Well, he is. And, you know, the thing about him, and tonight we'll find out, I actually think there's a chance the Packers go no huddle early because, Hugh, we got the news yesterday, and kind of out of nowhere news, that Isaiah Rodgers is out for this game. Eagles corner Isaiah Rodgers, we had him on during training camp. He's out for the game. So the Eagles are thinner at corner tonight. Quinyon's going to start. I mean, we knew that already. Quinyon's going to start. Slay's going to be the other corner. Hugh, I would think your guy, Kelee Ringo.
Kelee is going to get some burn.
Is up tonight, right? That means Quinyon goes to the slot when they're in three or more wide receivers, and then you're going to put Ringo outside. If I'm the Packers tonight, I would no huddle the Eagles. They can't substitute. You can't take Huff off the field. That would be interesting to see how the Eagles defense handles that tonight because they're thinner at linebacker, right? They're down one guy. They can't rotate as much. No Devin White. They're thinner at corner because they're down Isaiah Rodgers. That Rodgers injury, Hugh, was kind of out of nowhere, and I was excited to watch him play tonight. We're not going to see him.
Yeah, it was kind of weird how, like, him, Devin White, like, the way that some of these injuries came out. But I look at it like this. I don't think early on, like, as the game progresses, you might see that. But you got to remember, both teams have new defensive coordinators. And on top of that, the Eagles have new defensive coordinator and an offensive coordinator. So I think that probably even in the first half, Joe, you're probably just going to try to fill out what the teams are going to do or how they're going to try to attack you. Because we all assume that Vic Fangio is going to come after Jordan Love.
Yep.
We assume that. We don't know how they're going to attack him. Are they going to attack him with the defensive line? And what I mean by that is, like, run a lot of stunts up front and they're just going to sit back and play coverage? Or are you going to see some corner blitzes and things of that nature? Don't know, because a lot has changed with this defense in the short couple of days. We talk about that. Like, we don't talk enough about the fact that Devin White got all the snaps.
And he
got all the snaps.
And he's in America.
He's here.
He's in North America.
He's in America.
He's not in Brazil with the team.
That's a big deal. That is a big deal. Because that's almost like going into a season. Like, I'm getting, like, say if I was playing, I'm getting all the reps at defensive end. Mm. Then all of a sudden, a week before the game start, like, I've gotten all these reps. I'm familiar with what we potentially going to call in Brazil. Then all of a sudden you put somebody else out there and say, hey, okay, go ahead, do this. Even though he knows as much, it's different. Because I'm getting, say if I'm getting 50 reps a week, the other guy's only getting like 15 to 25.
Bigger loss tonight, White or Rodgers?
I would say Rodgers.
I agree with you. I think they're more prepared at linebacker with the way Dean played in camp. And you're Bond.
But you're deep at corner. But again, like I said, those reps, like you're graded and evaluated on every rep that you take when you're out there. And I don't know how Isaiah Rodgers graded out. I assume he graded out high enough to be the starter. And, you know, Keeley's the backup. So, yeah, that's the one that's probably going to hurt the most.
Yeah, we're fine. And they have a lot of receivers. They run 3-4 wide a lot. So, you know, Ringo and Quinion and Slay better be ready tonight. All right, before we got Scott France coming up at 12, and we'll get back to everyone's phone calls on the Eagles as well as throughout the whole show. Confidence or nervous? And who has the quarterback advantage tonight? I need to point this out. A little challenge flag for me here.
What you got? Yeah.
Well, so we were asked as a staff to give our official Eagles prediction. So
you mean give an opinion?
Give an opinion, which is what our job is here. Okay, so we were asked to give win total and then how the season ends, right? You know, does it end in a Super Bowl championship, a Super Bowl appearance, playoffs, what round? You know, just like I say to you, what happens? You tell me 11, 12, 13, whatever your win total is. So it was posted this morning, right? We all gave our opinion. I said what I've been on all summer, 10 wins, and I have them out in the wild card round. Hugh, you have them at what?
13.
13 and winning the Super Bowl, okay?
Yes.
Pretty consistent to the way you and I have kind of thought all summer. Jack Fritz, by the way, has them at 16 wins and a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, that kind of
hurt. We're all buying that, right?
Yeah,
that hurt my soul when he did
but
that.
That's
but it kind of confirms who Jack Fritz is.
So you and Jack are the only two who have them winning the Super Bowl this year. Anyway, everyone went through this. And then I saw top name because it went morning show, midday, afternoon, right? Then everybody else around here. Joe DeCamera, 11 wins, which is fair. I'm at 10. He's at 11. So I'm cool with that. That makes sense. But his playoff result, do you know what DeCamera said? Ask me in December. What do you mean, ask you in December?
That's not an opinion.
We'll see what happens.
That's not a take.
Joe,
not a take.
You got to tell me now.
I can't get it up.
Well, that's the separate problem. But ask me in December. So
that's kind of what they call, the kids would call lame. It's a little lame.
You thought it was lame?
I thought it was a little lame.
What is it? Is he afraid of being wrong?
I mean, I'm saying Joe's got to.
I mean, I've never
get on the record.
Make a prediction.
never. Yeah, I'm gonna keep that one to myself.
I did laugh when I saw it.
I'm gonna keep
so
that one
just
to
quickly, I'll go through them here, and then we got a lot to do here. So
I still got work.
So DeCamera had here are the win totals for the staff. All right, DeCamera 11, Richie 13, Seltzer 12, Rhea 12, Devin 11. I'm at 10, Hughes at 13, Ike's at 12, Spike's at 10, Jack's at 16, Elliot at 10, Jody Mack at 12, John Johnson 11.
And y'all wonder why I say Jack don't like the Eagles.
Rob at 12, yeah, I mean, he went 16 wins. Rob Ellis at 12, Tom Kelly at 11, Hunter Brody at 12. Kyle, did you...
You notice a name missing?
Well, did you participate in the assignment?
Hand up. I forgot to submit mine.
You forgot to submit your paper. Get your work
forgot
in.
Forgot to do the homework.
All right, what's your win total?
12.
Okay.
Yeah. I was not a great homework guy.
I could tell. Where's your name? It's on the list. 16 wins in a Super Bowl. 11 and ask me in December. Where is the integrity around here? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. It's a Fransky Friday on the other side. And we'll get back to all your phone calls. Confident, nervous, and which team is the quarterback advantage tonight? It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're back. It is football season. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. Game day tonight. The Eagles and the Packers. What's the feeling when you woke up today? Confident? Nerves? Where are you at? 215-592-9494. We've got a lot to come on the show. Fransky Friday. We'll check in with Scott down in Miami. Phillies win last night over the Miami Marlins. A Q&A later. Elliot Shore Parks live from Brazil. Guess the takes, our parlay for the game later on, and of course our anthem singer. We have an official anthem singer on the midday show now. His name is Dante. He'll be live in studio to perform the national anthem with us in the 1 o'clock. He's going to perform, not with us. Like we're not.
No, we're not singing.
But
no.
He will, and he'll do a heck of a job. All right, before we get back to the phone lines here, we do have a really interesting quarterback matchup tonight, and it's the first time they're faced off. Now they played against each other for a very brief period. Remember, Rodgers got hurt in the game 2 years ago here, and so Love came in. But it's the first time these two are starting against each other in the NFL. Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts, and you know they're connected, Hugh, in a couple ways now. One, they both just got paid, right? They're highly paid quarterbacks.
They got a lot of cash.
Also, they're both from that 2020 quarterback class, which I believe is going to go down as the greatest quarterback class in NFL history. I think it's going to top the 83 class because there's five legitimate starters in that class, like really good players between Burrow and Herbert, and Tua, and the two in this game, Love and Hurts. I mean, you could say there's two of the, what, top 15 quarterbacks, or five of the top 15 quarterbacks in the whole league in one class. But now they go head-to-head. And Hugh Douglas, here's a question for you. Which side has the quarterback advantage tonight? Love, Hurts, Eagles, Packers?
Tonight. I would say the Packers. I mean, if I'm being honest, the Packers, because you're talking about Jordan Love, who's in an offense that he's familiar with and that, you know, took off towards the end of last year. Mm-hmm. So him.
I would agree with you. I just think the Packers offense is more, there's more continuity there. They didn't change almost anything except the running back, but I don't think that's going to, you know, change much of their passing game at all. It's just, you know, just moving out Aaron Jones and putting Josh Jacobs in. It's probably a wash, maybe a little upgrade, but probably a wash. But he's got all four of his receivers from last year, both of his tight ends. There's not much difference, and it's the same offense. I do think the Packers, quarterback-wise, have the advantage tonight. Kyle, where do you come down on Love Hurts tonight?
We have the quarterback advantage. All the reasons you guys mentioned are coaching advantages and continuity advantages. Yeah. That has nothing to do with the advantage that Jordan Love brings. Jalen Hurts is a triple threat quarterback. He can run a lot better than Jordan Love. I mean, he is what makes our running game a lot scarier than Jordan Love can make the Packers' running game. And I get that's not a throwing thing, but like, first of all,
well, it all goes together.
Jordan Love, look, and I was a Jordan Love guy last year. We've gone way too far with this. Now all of a sudden we're anointing him as though he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Let's hold off on that a little bit. He had a good end of the season last year. The beginning of the season, he sucked. He sucked. Jalen Hurts had a what we call a down year last year. He still has a much longer and better body of work than Jordan Love has.
That's
we
fair.
Have the quarterback advantage.
So
in this
that's
game.
Fair. I actually compare Love a little bit to Hurts coming into 2022. Remember, Hurts played better down the stretch in 21. The Eagles made the playoffs, and then he took off and was an MVP candidate in 22. That's now the expectation for Love. He hasn't done that yet.
Right. But, like, we all had questions after the 21 season with Jalen Hurts. Love sort of, like, I get he looked good as a passer, and he carved up the Dallas Cowboys, but like we all know
but
what
it wasn't
the, what
just kind of good. It was great for 8 weeks.
Well, sure, right.
Yeah, I think he had 30 touchdown passes in the season.
I agree, but like we've also seen Jalen Hurts be great at quarterback. We've seen him be great on the biggest stage in the world. What do you mean?
First of all, I feel attacked.
But, well, you kind of asked for it there.
No, I was enjoying this mint that I had. It was very, very tasty.
You're lying.
Very, very tasty.
With your mic on?
I forgot to turn my mic on.
I just want to point this out, though, because there's an assumption this thing with Kellen Moore is going to click from day one. I think part of it is Elliott's fault. And I love Elliott.
Yeah.
But the training camp stats and the
training camp stats.
You know, it's painted the picture, and it's accurate, right? Jalen played well in training camp, but it's painted the picture that they're ready to hum tonight.
Yes.
I don't know if that's true. They haven't played a game yet.
And that's why, when I say what I say, that's why I give the nod to the Green Bay Packers, because you have a young quarterback that started to play well towards the end of the year, and the momentum is in his favor.
And I do think that with Jalen Hurts, it's worth noting that if you go back to his past, when he's had new coordinators, which has happened a lot
and
for him.
And he said this.
It takes him about a month. Go look at his September stats when it's a new coordinator, and then look at October, November. He just, I think he'll get it. I think Jalen Hurts will pop with Kellen Moore. I'm just not sure if it's tonight and next week or it's, you know, October 15th. I don't know. My guess is Love is probably going to play similar last year tonight.
I'm just hearing a lot about scheme advantage and like continuity advantage and coaching advantage.
Well, it's the same
offense. That kind of matters.
I understand that, but I'm trying to strip everything else off of it and just go with who is the better quarterback. I think it's Jalen Hurts. Like, if you switched scenarios and it was Jalen Hurts on the other side, I think we'd all be shaking in our boots.
But to be fair, that was not the question that was asked.
Well, yeah, it's the quarterback advantage.
Tonight.
No, he said, yeah, the quarterback advantage goes tonight to the Green Bay Packers.
No, it doesn't. Well, we have the better quarterback.
Well, many experts would disagree with you, Kyle. Let's hear this. So Shannon Sharp recently responded to a question on who's more likely to win the MVP this season, which obviously that path starts tonight. Is it Hurts? Is it Love? Here's where Shannon came down.
I'm going to say Jordan Love. His first full year of starting, 32 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, over 4,100 yards. He's the real deal. And if you watch him and you watch some of his mannerisms and the way he can throw the football from the pocket, the way he can throw the football on the move, the way he can change arm slots, he reminds you a lot of Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to say he's going to be as great as Aaron Rodgers was or is with the four MVPs or Super Bowl MVP, but you watch his mannerisms, and he learned a lot of what he's able to do from sitting behind Aaron Rodgers and studying him. And if you look at him, he's polished. He's as good as – he's better than I thought he would be, because I don't think anybody thought he was going to be this good out of the gate.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, Hugh, it is pretty wild that they did it. They seem to have done it again, right? They went from Favre, they drafted Rodgers, he sat, and then boom, he was good. It looks like, and I mean, he's got more approved, like Kyle said, but it looks like they may have done this again.
Yeah, you know what the funny part about that is? They've done it in a way that they've always done it, the old school way.
They sit the quarterback
and wait. Sit the quarterback and draft him high, let him sit for a couple years, to the point where the quarterback resents the starter, and they move on from
push the old guy
yeah,
out.
Yeah, push the old guy out to and the bring Jets. The new guy in. Yeah.
It is ironic how it's happened. All right, so Shannon went there, and then Lewis Riddick actually took this even further. The discussion was, and look, Lewis Riddick, you know, he was here, he's been in front offices, you know, and Shannon's, you know, obviously an expert too, but this is, he's got a different eye, Lewis Riddick, because he was a front office, you know, person at one point here with the Eagles. The question was, other than Mahomes, you can pick a quarterback, who are you going with? Here's what Lewis Riddick said on that.
Outside of Patrick Mahomes, if you were telling me what quarterback would you want if you were starting a new franchise today, ooh, it would be Jordan Love. And obviously, wow, their general manager in Green Bay, Brian Gutekunst, he feels the same way. He feels the same way. That's why they're betting on the future. Contracts are supposed to represent future performance projection, as Mike Tannenbaum knows better than anybody. Well, they're projecting that this dude is going to do the kind of things that are on that scroll on the bottom right there. Win MVPs and win Super Bowls. And I wouldn't bet against it at all. And the thing about it is, all of his primary weapons, they're all young. They're all first, second, third year players. They all have that kind of college camaraderie of saying, hey, look, we're going to take the Packers to new heights. We all came in here together. We're all going to do this together. That's a powerful, powerful force. Mm. And he's the head of the snake, so to speak, man.
The quarterback he'd take over anyone besides Mahomes is Love. That might be the biggest praise I've heard for anyone to give him all offseason.
I would find that interesting. And I would also, and I'm not picking on Lewis Riddick because, you know, he's been in positions where he knows a lot more about situations like this than I do. But let's not forget, people, that this is a small sampling size, similar to the sampling size that we had with Jalen last year. And when I look at, and I pointed out to you the other day, Joe, if I'm not mistaken, Jalen has progressively gotten better every year. Jordan Love, for the most part, has one season where he just broke out, and that was toward the end of the year. Now, Kyle, to your point, when I talk about momentum and things like that, I kind of lean towards Green Bay because, like I said, even though you don't think it's a big deal, the fact that he's with the same coach and they had that momentum at the end of the year and he's a little bit more comfortable in that offense, that's a big deal. Especially when you talk about Jalen basically speaking on the fact that he hasn't been in the same offense since he's been playing quarterback. And he's always had new offensive coordinators, and he talks about how much different this offense is and things like that. That kind of puts him behind the eight ball, so to speak. But I feel like his body of work speaks for itself because, like I said, Jalen has progressively gotten better every year that he's been in the NFL.
I also think we do it. Fans do it. They do it on ESPN. The new thing is always the fun thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Guys, the reality is if you're taking a quarterback other than Mahomes, it's Allen or Burrow.
It's going like, Riddick went way too far.
Yeah, now we're talking Love Hurts tonight. That's separate. But like I think
that's
Jordan
funny.
Love is good
hurts,
too.
Though. Love Hurts.
Love Hurts, that's hurt. I come on, like Jordan Love has played well for half a season. Josh Allen's done it for 5 years. Joe Burrow's been in a Super Bowl. And so is Jalen Hurts. Part of it is they are the hype team this year. Now we'll see how good they are. We'll find out tonight. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone lines here. Confident, nervous, and who has the quarterback advantage tonight? Is it the Eagles or is it the Packers? Anthony is up on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
You, Joe, Kyle, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, I called you on the first day of the Phillies, and I'm calling you now on the first day of the Eagles. And I just want to say I'm going down to the sports book at Hard Rock down here in South Florida, and I'm going to put for the Phillies to win the World Series and the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, baby. Let's go.
Oh, that parlay. I'm going to look on my app right now to see what kind of number I get. That's a fun one, Anthony, the Philly parlay.
Yeah, man. I think I don't know, man. I got a feeling, anyways. And I just want to say, yeah, I think it's going to be a little knocking the rust off at first, but dude, I'm so pumped. Friday night game in Brazil, Philly, Green Bay, NFC juggernauts. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. So you feel? I could sense your feel. If you're walking to go put a wager on the Super Bowl, that tells me you're confident about tonight, Anthony.
Yeah. Let's go. I got one for you guys.
Oh, there it is, Anthony.
That was big.
We appreciate that. Oh, so Oaksay, I don't know the book that he's going to, but on FanDuel, if you want to put an Eagles Super Bowl Phillies World Series parlay, that's a 78-1 combination right there.
Oh, yeah, and I just want to say shout out to all the parents tonight that will be at their child's probably first home game.
For high school football?
High school football. That will be watching the Eagles game on their phone and not really paying attention, you're the real MVP.
I do feel for those people because, you know.
Yeah, that was sarcasm, too,
I know.
By the way.
Well, I know it was. Friday night is reserved for high school football. That's why the NFL doesn't play on Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's why the game is in Brazil. They can get away with it because it's not on U.S. soil. So that because there's a Friday night like rule with
TV.
Man,
I tell you, I remember playing way back when on Friday night and like going to the McDonald's after because that was the thing to do, or the Pizza Hut.
Was it the one you worked at, the McDonald's?
Yeah, the one I heard. Sharon Plew, if you're listening, still can't stand you, lady. But anyway, yeah, that was the one. But yeah, man, because I know that down where my son is, they have a high school game tonight. Mm-hmm. And I kind of wanted to go. And I was making plans to go. And then I was like, damn, I forgot.
I got to work.
It's like, I got to work.
Now, from where I am in Bucks County, the season, and I'm probably different places, same thing. The season started a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So this is the third game. I think it would hurt worse if it's the first game. You know what I mean? Like some schools, it might be the first game. But I think for some leagues and some schools, they've already played a game or two. So maybe it doesn't hit as hard if you're halfway on the phone tonight.
I mean, it kind of does, though, because, you know, you still had them cats out there that where they're in their 60s. And they still wear their high school varsity jacket.
And they go watch those games.
Yeah, and they go hard. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'll go watch the
high
school.
Ain't nothing wrong with that because I think that's cool, man. And that have those guys that have records that have stood the test of time to go out there and be a part of that, that's a big deal.
Paul Kye,
a real big deal.
No question about it. Will in Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will.
Dang, why I get that?
Oh, no, you good. You good.
Will, what's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good, man. What I want to see from the Eagles is to activate all the weapons that they got. I want to see that tonight. I want to see all this talk about how Jalen did in practice. I want to see him produce tonight. You know what I'm saying? I want to see Saquon catch some balls in the flat. I shouldn't have said it like that. But I want to see him get some
flat balls. Catch some balls in the flat.
That's a pause right there. Yep. Go ahead, Will.
All right. I want to see him get some catches in the flat. I really want to see him activate Goddard tonight. I want Goddard to get at least six catches tonight for some big yards. I want to see him get the ball and get some, you know, afterward yardage, you know, once he catches.
Yak. They just call that yak. Get some yak.
Yards after catch.
Get some yak, baby. Get some yak tonight. You know what I'm saying? And last but not least, I know Jalen, listen, you are who you are, bro. You are at least the top three in the league. And you can be number one like you was in 2022.
You know what I'm saying? All we need you to do is play smart ball tonight, man. Let's bring home a victory for Philly, baby.
Let's go, Will. Will, we appreciate it. Yeah, I'm actually shocked that Will didn't bring up the Derrick Henry touchdown last night. His guy scored on the first drive.
He did
of the game.
On the phone.
He looked
me.
Real physical.
Okay, yes.
He looked real physical.
He did, but
night,
he they kind of shut him down after that. He didn't do much.
A whole lot. Yeah,
and they were down, so they had to throw the football. 215-592-9494. So we are hearing, and some of this may be, you know, Kyle badgering the witnesses when they call him. We're hearing a lot of confidence this morning on the phone lines, which is awesome.
I let a guy through that said they're going to lose flat out.
I know, I'm kidding. But I think it's interesting. Sometimes we bring this up, right? The difference between people that are calling us and giving us your thought on the air and then some people who vote, let's say, on a poll, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say, I don't know, 8 out of 10 so far, 8 out of 10 callers are very confident in tonight's game. You're confident, Hugh. Kyle's confident. I have some nerves. Our Twitter poll, though, 53% confident, 47% admitting to nerves. Anonymous, you could admit to the nerves. It's a little different than saying it.
Monominous.
Yeah. That's some monominous people.
Don't be monominous now. Yeah. Don't be that.
Now you got monomina stuck in my head. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Demon is up. What's up, Demon?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, not much. Hold on to my bag down, man. I'm loading my supplies here. Let me get in here, man. I got a lot going on this morning. I was holding for a minute at my job site. But listen, fellas, I want to say I'm confident. I might be a little bit overconfident, if you ask me. The reason why is Jalen Hurts. What's the question again? Who got the best quarterback?
Well, who has the advantage tonight? Tonight specifically.
I think we got the advantage.
How come?
I think we always had the advantage. Let me tell you why. Same thing that I'm taking this alarm off people's house. Hold on.
Yeah, you're doing the most.
Yeah, he's multitasking here. Yeah.
Multitasking.
Hey, I got a multitask, man. But listen, the reason why Hurts is the better quarterback, again, I think he threw the ball better, to be honest with you. He had the most accuracy, not last year, but year before that. He was dropping the ball in the basket all the time. Like, even last year he was doing that on the sideline when he had opportunity to. I don't think this Jordan Love stuff is overhyped, man. Who did he play last year again, the last three teams? I think the Browns, Carolina.
He did play Carolina. So now
he beat the Dallas Cowboys.
He did. So his best wins last year, Demon, his best wins were they beat the Chiefs. They beat the Lions, and they beat the Cowboys. He had some good wins, but you're right. He beat the Panthers down the stretch. They had a couple of cupcakes. The Bears. Yeah, I mean, they beat some non-playoff teams down
tomato
the stretch.
Tomato cans.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then they get Dallas in the playoffs. We already know they can't go no further than the first round. We already know that. That ain't doing nothing. So he really and truly, the Jordan Love hype is really hype. Listen to me. Jalen Hurts is no hype. Y'all done seen him do what he got to do. Now we got Kellen Moore, and we got my man that they call him Quadzilla. Is y'all crazy? Listen, the call is crazy. Y'all better get hyped. Let me give y'all one. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Oh, there it is. Demon, we appreciate it, buddy. All right, so he's bringing up the end of the season for Jordan Love when he got hot. Hugh, I think some of that is fair, right? It's a short sample. He played really well. But I will say this about the playoff win they had over the Dallas Cowboys. Hugh, I believe the Cowboys hadn't lost a home game before that game when Green Bay went in there and won since week one of the previous season. They had won like 15 straight home games. That I don't sneeze at that. They walked in there and they beat them for 4 hours.
And you know, that wasn't the first time Green Bay went into their home and beat them again because they had home field advantage a few years ago. The year that the
with Rodgers,
Falcons went to the Super Bowl.
2016.
Yeah. And here's the thing that I think that people are not hearing. We said who has the – not who's the better quarterback, but I think that when people hear that and they talk about who has the advantage, they automatically assume that's what we're saying. Saying who – okay, put it like this. Who has the most furniture in their home right now, and the furniture being – the coaching staff and comfortable with it. Whose bed is more broken in right now?
I feel like you're answering the question of which quarterback has the advantage of continuity and coaching.
But
that might be Jordan Love.
But that gives him an advantage to play better tonight.
Well, yeah. I don't necessarily believe that. I think the Packers might have an offensive advantage just because of what you said, Matt LaFleur and the continuity there. But I'm like, when I am asked who has the quarterback advantage, I am purely looking at which quarterback is better. I think they're the same question.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. So I'm gonna say I don't look at it like that.
Yeah,
but I hear you.
And the reality is this. And tonight we get to start a new season. But it is, I think, hard for people, and especially national people, that these two quarterbacks come up. One guy played poorly down the stretch. That would be our guy. One guy played well. It's tough to kind of reconcile that and say they're probably close to even and you can make your pick. The last 10 games for Jordan Love last year, including the playoffs, they went 7-3. He completed over 70% of his passes, and he was 23 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. I mean, that's a lot.
I think it's a flawed way of looking at it, though. We do this a lot. We take what happened at the very end of last year. No, well, yeah, I mean, sort of, I guess. We take the end of last season, and now all of a sudden we just assume that's how it's going to be this year. And we take so many things out of that. Like, everyone, like...
But sometimes things change, and it changed. But nothing's really changed on the Packers.
But I think we do this with both teams overall. The Packers ended strong last year. The Eagles finished terribly. So now all of a sudden the Packers are great and the Eagles suck. I just, like, we're smarter than this, guys.
No, but that's how we gauge the upcoming season. And I think that, I mean, it's on brand.
But it's also natural, too. It's the last thing you saw.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's on brand.
If you knew someone that was generally always nice, and then the last thing they said to you is, you know, you look ugly today.
And you'd be thinking, like, oh, I wonder what this cat is going to be on today.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like, you might say, all right, you know what? I'll give him some grace. They're generally a nice person. That was weird. But that's, you can't not think about it. 215-592-9494. Coming up, Mike Lombardi was asked yesterday by the afternoon show if he thinks the Eagles are real contenders in the NFC. Well, player's response, and I got to throw the challenge flag on someone here at WIP. I saw something this morning. I couldn't believe it. We'll hit it next in your calls. Confident, nervous, where do you stand? Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we are in the most wonderful time of the year. Football season has officially started. And you know what's on my menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're the tailgate king or the gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
So you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Confident, nervous, what are you feeling tonight as we get set for game day? Pre-game show starts at 6 o'clock right here on WIP. Myself and Hugh Douglas and Ike Reese. Elliot calling in from Brazil. Elliot will join us in a little while, as well as Fransky Friday at 12 o'clock. All right, before we go back to the phones here, with all this to discuss, Mike Lombardi yesterday was on with the afternoon show, and he was asked if he thinks, you know, by the end of the year, the Eagles will be one of the true elite teams in the NFC. Here's what Lombardi said.
You know, I think they're really good. I think they got a really good team. I think Bryce Huff's outstanding. I think replacing him with Hassan Reddick could have been the steal of the year. Everybody in the league knew the Eagles were going to sign Bryce Huff except Joe Douglas. And then Joe Douglas takes Howie's problem off his hands and has Hassan Reddick, which could be the dumbest holdout since Le'Veon Bell's holdout. I mean, why would you give back money? I don't understand.
I don't understand it. I do not understand.
I think it's really good. Look, I think Cam Jurgens has got a tough job. To replace Kelce in the terms of how he handled the protection. If you watch the games, Kelce would always go over to the defensive coordinator, and they would have a conversation after every game because Kelce was playing chess against the defensive coordinator. That was the game. He loved that, and he could get you in the right protection. All those quarterback draws, Kelce was calling at the line based on the fronts. So they're going to miss a little bit of that. It's going to take Jurgens some time to get in there, and they're going to have to play better up front. I think one of the things that you watched Philly last year, their line didn't play to the level that they were used to playing. It's going to be interesting to see if Becton can hold up at right guard.
Hugh, a lot there. That was interesting. I mean, one, the first thing that caught my attention from Mike is he's
took a shot at the Jets.
He did, but he's with your line of thinking that the Bryce Huff thing could work out really well, and that the Eagles made the right upgrade there between, you know, Reddick and Bryce Huff. He's with you.
Yeah, I think it is, man. It's just one of those things where, you know, with Bryce Huff, like I said, Joe, and I said until the end, like, he needs to figure out if he's going to have enough left in the tank for first or second down. He needs to figure that part of the game out. I like the fact that, you know, he has some wiggle coming off the line. He really, really does. And he can get after the quarterback, has some power. He's going to have to use that a lot. He's just going to have to figure out how he's going to handle first and second down.
Well, he is. And, you know, the thing about him, and tonight we'll find out, I actually think there's a chance the Packers go no huddle early because, Hugh, we got the news yesterday, and kind of out of nowhere news, that Isaiah Rodgers is out for this game. Eagles corner Isaiah Rodgers, we had him on during training camp. He's out for the game. So the Eagles are thinner at corner tonight. Quinyon's going to start. I mean, we knew that already. Quinyon's going to start. Slay's going to be the other corner. Hugh, I would think your guy, Kelee Ringo.
Kelee's going to get some burn.
Is up tonight, right? That means so you Quinyon goes to the slot when they're in three or more wide receivers, and then you're going to put Ringo outside. If I'm the Packers tonight, I would no huddle the Eagles. They can't substitute. You can't take Huff off the field. That would be interesting to see how the Eagles defense handles that tonight, because they're thinner at linebacker, right? They're down one guy. They can't rotate as much. No Devin White. They're thinner at corner because they're down Isaiah Rodgers. That Rodgers injury, Hugh, was kind of out of nowhere, and I was excited to watch him play tonight. We're not going to see him.
Yeah, it was kind of weird how, like, him, Devin White, like, the way that some of these injuries came out. But I look at it like this. I don't think early on, like, as the game progresses, you might see that. But you got to remember, both teams have new defensive coordinators. And on top of that, the Eagles have new defensive coordinator and an offensive coordinator. So I think that probably even in the first half, Joe, you're probably just going to try to fill out what the teams are going to do or how they're going to try to attack you. Because we all assume that Vic Fangio is going to come after Jordan Love.
Yep.
We assume that. We don't know how they're going to attack him. Are they going to attack him with the defensive line? And what I mean by that is, like, run a lot of stunts up front, and they're just going to sit back and play coverage? Or are you going to see some corner blitzes and things of that nature? Don't know, because a lot has changed with this defense in the short couple of days. We talk about that. Like, we don't talk enough about the fact that Devin White got all the snaps.
And he
got all the snaps.
And he's in America.
He's here.
He's in North America.
He's in America.
And he's not in Brazil with the team.
That's a big deal. That is a big deal. Because that's almost like going into a season. Like, I'm getting, like, say if I was playing, I'm getting all the reps at defensive end. Mm. Then all of a sudden, a week before the game start, like, I've gotten all these reps. I'm familiar with what we potentially going to call in Brazil. Then all of a sudden you put somebody else out there and say, hey, okay, go ahead and do this. Even though he knows as much, it's different. Because if I'm getting 50 reps a week, the other guy's only getting like 15 to 25.
Bigger loss tonight, White or Rodgers?
I would say Rodgers.
I agree with you. I think they're more prepared at linebacker with the way Dean played in camp and Bond.
But you're deep at corner. But again, like I said, those reps, like you're graded and evaluated on every rep that you take when you're out there. And I don't know how Isaiah Rodgers graded out. I assume he graded out high enough to be the starter. And, you know, Keeley's the backup. So, yeah, that's the one that's probably going to hurt the most.
Yeah, we're fine. And they have a lot of receivers. They run 3-4 wide a lot. So, you know, Ringo and Quinyon and Slay better be ready tonight. All right, before we got Scott France coming up at 12, and we'll get back to everyone's phone calls on the Eagles as well as throughout the whole show. Confidence or nervous? And who has the quarterback advantage tonight? I need to point this out. A little challenge flag for me here.
What you got? Yeah.
Well, so we were asked as a staff to give our official Eagles prediction. So
give an opinion.
Give an opinion, which is what our job is here, okay? So we were asked to give win total and then how the season ends, right? You know, does it end in a Super Bowl championship, a Super Bowl appearance, playoffs, what round? You know, just like I say to you, what happens? You tell me 11, 12, 13, whatever your win total is. So it was posted this morning, right? We all gave our opinion. I said what I've been on all summer, 10 wins, and I have them out in the wild card round. Hugh, you have them at what?
13.
13 and winning the Super Bowl, okay?
Yes.
Pretty consistent to the way you and I have kind of thought all summer. Jack Fritz, by the way, has them at 16 wins and a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, that kind of
hurt. We're all buying that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurt my soul when he did
but
that.
That's
but so, it kind of confirms who Jack Fritz is.
So you and Jack are the only two who have them winning the Super Bowl this year. Anyway, everyone went through this. And then I saw top name because it went morning show, midday, afternoon, right? Then everybody else around here. Joe DeCamera, 11 wins, which is fair. I'm at 10. He's at 11. So I'm cool with that. That makes sense. But his playoff result, do you know what DeCamera said? Ask me in December. What do you mean ask you in December?
That's not an opinion.
We'll see what happens.
That's not a take.
Joe,
not a take.
You got to tell me now.
I can't get it up.
Well, that's a separate problem. But ask me in December. So
that's kind of what they call, the kids would call lame. It's a little lame.
You thought it was lame?
I thought it was a little lame.
What is it? Is he afraid of being wrong?
I mean, I'm saying Joe's got it.
I mean, I've never
get on the record.
Make a prediction.
never, 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 uh, Yeah, I'm gonna keep that one to myself.
I did laugh when I saw it.
I'm gonna keep
so
that one
just
to
quickly, I'll go through them here, and then we got a lot to do here. So
I still got work.
So DeCamera had a, here are the win totals for the staff. All right, DeCamera 11, Richie 13, Seltzer 12, Rhea 12, Devin 11. I'm at 10, Hughes at 13, Ike's at 12, Spike's at 10, Jack's at 16. Elliot at 10, Jody Mack at 12, John Johnson 11.
And y'all wonder why I say Jack don't like the Eagles.
Rob at 12, yeah, I mean, he won 16 wins. Rob Ellis at 12, Tom Kelly at 11, Hunter Brody at 12. Kyle, did you...
Notice a name missing?
Well, did you participate in the assignment?
Hand up. I forgot to submit mine.
You forgot to submit your paper. Get your work
forgot
in.
Forgot to do the homework.
All right, what's your win total?
12.
Okay.
Yeah. I was not a great homework guy.
I could tell, because where's your name? It's on the list. 16 wins in a Super Bowl, 11 and ASVI in December. Where is the integrity around here? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. It's a Fransky Friday on the other side, and we'll get back to all your phone calls. Confident, nervous, and which team is the quarterback advantage tonight? It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.